For years after the hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to second day of April, 2023 years after the era of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The annual tafsir organized by the International Organization Tijaniya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniya Muslim Studies Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria chapter at the Faculty of Engineering Mass of Ahmadu Bello University Zaria, continues from the 24th ayah of Surah to Zumar. Our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Lukene will conduct the tafsir, while Sayyidi Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفمن يتقي بوجهه سوء العذاب يوم القيامة وقيل للظالمين ذوقوا ما كنتم تكسبون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناس الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أفمن يتقي بوجهه سوء العذاب يوم القيامة وقيل للظالمين ذوقوا ما كنتم تكسبون الله تبارك وتعالى after putting up these examples for us and telling us what possibilities a Muslim has, Afama sharaha Allah sadrahu lil Islami, then he's following this Quran, Allah nazala ahsana hadithi, the best of conversations, Allah is now telling us, somebody who does not have a hand, he does not have any leg, he has nothing, when punishment comes, when there is any problem, it's only his face he has, this person has a problem. This one, that the only thing he has to protect himself from evil punishment is his face. Yawm al-Qiyamati, on the day of judgment. Wakila li-Zalimina, and it shall be told to those who are oppressors or who are evil in his dreams. Zuku ma kuntum taksibun. Taste those things that you are wont to be doing in this world. Here, a human being, you have your hand, you have your leg. When there is problem, you can run away. If it's the problem is close, you can use your hand to take it away. Sometimes you have a house to cover you. If cold is coming, it does not reach you. Not only a house, even your wealth, you can use it to defend yourself. But when you have nothing, even legs you don't have, hand you don't have, you have to eat. Well, how do you eat? There are people that will come on day of judgment, they have nothing but only their face. This face is what they will use to go inside the hell fire straight away. That's why Allah is saying, man yattaki biwajhihi. Is it this one that has nothing to save himself except his face? Min su'il azab yawm al-qiyamah, from all the punishment of the hell fire. Because you did not walk, so you have no hand. You did not go because of Allah, you have no legs. You did not build a house for yourself, you have nothing. There are those who have built for them paradise even in this world, who have planted trees for themselves in this world. There are some zikr that when you do, trees will be planted for you. Some when you do, houses will be built for you. Some when you do, rivers will be put there for you. Wujuhun yawmaydhin nadiratun ila rabbiha nazira. Some of these people, their face on the day of judgment, apart from having all these things they have, is set just to be looking at Allah. You see it, it is fresh, it's enjoyment. Then the other piece is, wujuhun yawmaydhin basatazun anif ala biha fakara. Some verses on that, they just seeing it, there is nothing it has but punishment. Wakila lizalimina, those that are oppressive, that have oppressed themselves, they'll be told on the day of judgment, Zuku makundum taksibun. Makundum taksibun, what you are wont to be in caring for yourself in this world, Zuku, go and test it. You have piled money for yourself. Yasabu anna mahalahu akhladahu. He thinks his money was going to make him to live forever. He died living the world. He did not live forever. This world, it will be turned to become punishment for you. Inna ladina yaknizun nazaba wal fidata wala yafukuna fi sabilillah fabashirhum bi azabin alim yawma tukwe biha jibahum wa junubuhum wa zuhuruhum hadha ma kanastum li anfusikum fazuku ma kuntum taknizun. It will be used to become hammer, red hot bolts that will be used in beating you on the day of judgment. So when you are in this world, build for yourself things in the hereafter. Wala tansa nasibaka min ad-dunya. Don't forget that it is in this world you are going to build what you have in hereafter. There are people today, angels, they wish that they are human beings just to come to this world. Unless you come to this world, you don't have opportunity to prepare for the hereafter. But if you come to this world, you have opportunity to build castles for yourself in the hereafter, to build gardens for yourself in the hereafter, to get relationship with Allah, that on the day of judgment, you are going to be inna Allah yuhibbul muhsinina, inna rahmatallahi qareebun minal muhsinina, that you will be one of those close to Allah on the day of judgment. Inna Allah yuhibbus sabirina. Allah will bring you close to him because of the position you are able to build yourself in this world. It's not in the hereafter you're going to build it, it's in this world. If you don't, then the day of judgment, nothing will remain for you. You also have to go and face the punishment with depending with only your face. And what can your face defend? If somebody was to tie your hand behind your back and you are standing, if a child come and he wants to slap you, he will just slap you, nothing can happen. So all of us, you try to build for ourselves what will help us in the hereafter. Let's not pile for ourselves the dangers that on the day of judgment there will be enemies to us. Nothing will remain but only our face to save us and to defend us from the hellfire.
كذب الذين من قبلهم فأتيهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون.
كذب الذين من قبلهم فأتيهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون. Allah is saying, therefore, when you hear that the Quran is being recited, believe in it. If you are telling about the Prophet, listen, love him, believe in it. You are not the first, those of you that refuse to believe. Kazaba ladina min qablihim, those that were before disciple of Makkah, these Arabs, they also put to lie the messages of Allah. Fa'atihum al-azabu min hayth la yash'urun. And Allah brought to them punishment, sufferings from where they did not expect. Some of them is Tufana and Ibn Nuhu. The whole world was inundated. They were joking Noah when he was making his ark. In tasharu minni fa inna nasharu minkum kama tasharun. If you are going to tasharu minna fa inna nasharu minkum kama tasharun. If you are joking us, you are putting us to joke that we are making ark. They see him building ship, they were joking him. Today he's a prophet. He has left being a prophet, he's now a carpenter. They did not know where the punishment was going to come from. The people of Anabilutu, they were busy doing sodomy, homosexuality. When they were told punishment to come, they did not believe it. Fajalna aliya hasafir hawamtarna alayhim jaratin min sijjin. Allah said, I turned the whole town upside down, the way they used to turn men upside down. That's how Allah turned them upside down. Some sa'ikatun, like people of Samud. It's just shout, blowing of the trumpet. And all of them was there. Sakharaha alayhim sab'a layali wa samaniyata ayyamin khusuma. Fatara al-qawma fiha sar'a ka'annahum ajaz nakhlin khawiya. Fa hal tari lahum min baqiya? Fa atayhim al-azab min hayth la yash'urun. Punishment came to different nations before you that did not believe in the prophet and put the prophets to lie. This punishment, when they came, is not what they were expecting. Maybe they were expecting Allah would punish them with economic, with no food. No, it came in a way that they did not expect.
فَأَذَاقَهُمُ اللَّهُ الْخِزْيَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ.
فأذاقهم الله الخزي في الحياة الدنيا والعذاب الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون. فأذاقهم الله الخزي في الحياة الدنيا. Some of them, even in this world, the punishment Allah gave them, فأذاقهم الله الخزي, Allah gave them punishment of humiliation in this world. والعذاب الآخرة, the punishment of the hereafter, أكبر, is much bigger than this one, لو كانوا يعلمون. Even if they were to know. Here, look at us. You find a person who is a Muslim, is a poor person. He has nothing. All he does is to move his truck, his hand push a truck, this Abalanke. He's moving it, the cart, this hand cart. He's selling Devino. He's selling just a tiger nut. There's nothing he's selling but these things, coconut, to make a living. Where is he selling it? In a town. Is it his town? It's not his town. Most of them you see selling coconut, tiger nut, date, about. Some of them selling oranges, banana, on this cart that they are pushing. They are not from Zaria. If you ask any of them, they are either from Zamfara, or they are from Sokoto, or they are from Kano. Where are they sleeping? They don't have a house. They just go to somebody who is magnanimous that allows them to sleep in front of the house or by the corridor. They push in the morning, or is it a sugarcane they are selling? Early in the morning, they stand up, they clean the sugarcane, they arrange it, they put it on the cart, and they start going about. If you look at them, you pity them, but they are the one to pity you. You think they are the one suffering, you are the one suffering. They are pushing it. If you want to buy something from them, they smile at you, they give you, sometimes they even give you gift. Sometimes some of them are coming, they see children in your presence, they take something from their what they are selling, they give it to children. You don't do that. Then, after they sell, in the afternoon it is hot, they go and rest in one place. In their group, they will be joking. And they enjoy their joke. In the evening, they go to the plain land. No roof, or there is roof. They just put their cart there, cover it with leather, tie it with rubber, and sleep. Sound sleep. Early in the morning, they stand up, take their bath. They will do it like that for 2 months, 2.5 months, 3 months. They are able to gather some money. Then they will go back to their home. Give to their mother, give to their father, give to their wives, come back. They say, Chinrani, taking advantage of the dry season. You are working in government. You have an office. You have an air-conditioned car, an air-conditioned office, an air-conditioned house. You have a driver. You have a messenger. You have a wife. But you cannot sleep until you take tablets. You come to the office, you are looking at some things that they are saying you have done. EFCC is looking for you. You go back to the house, you are telling your wife, you want to buy cloth. This is what I have. He says she doesn't agree. So in actual sense, if somebody was to open your heart, you are humiliated. It's punishment that people don't know, you are going through it. Suddenly, you are in the hospital, cardiac hospital. This one, no, your blood pressure is high. Go to such places. Do you see this kind of people pulling carts? They don't even know about it. Suddenly, there is no cash. What can you do? I went to my customer selling grains in the market. I said, there is no cash that people are transferring. He said, madam, since they gave back to me, I have never entered the bank. Wow. I don't even know how a bank looks like. You go back and buy with money too. If there is no money in it, I don't know what is called that. Will you not open an account and say, what is my business with it? Wow. So there is punishment that people that said they are allies are going through that you don't know. Go to America, they are calling it a dream country. Yes, they have some money. If somebody gets $1 there, he brings it to Nigeria, it's about 700 naira or more. But let him stay there and say he wants to spend it. Most of them, to take their children to school there is a difficulty, they cannot do it. Yet in such a place, most of them are in debt. Their house, they are in mortgage. Of recent, we are hearing that a lot of Americans are going to lose their homes because they cannot afford their rent. These people that we are talking about now, they don't know all these things, what is called rent. That's how they live their life. They go to Abuja, they do that. They go to, and their mind is free. They want to travel, they enter truck. They are not going to enter a car. And you say taxi, only three at the back, three in the middle. No, I don't want to, more than one in front. They enter truck, they are there. If you are going and you see them on top of the truck, wave and smile. They will wave back to you and smile at you, naturally. Because they don't know any, they don't see anything that is wrong. It is you that is wrong with you. Because some of us here, when we were going to secondary school, there was no taxi far. A car that takes people as a transport, it did not exist. There is no bus that you enter that they sit, it did not exist. Only trucks. You climb the top and you use toilet to tie your head because of the dusty road. That's everybody's traveling path. No matter how big you are. But today, Allah has brought comfort. Instead of you to turn to worship Allah, you are busy looking for what you think you don't have. Somebody has a car. His car is going very well, but if he's going out, he's ashamed of himself. Why? This car, since nearly 8 years, he has not been able to change it. What is car meant to do? To take you. Some, they wear dress. They say this dress is not a modern dress. I have seen a man who married a woman. This man is an excellent man, cultured man. He has food in his house. The wife had a problem and the marriage was divorced. One of the major reasons, the house is living, it is not a modern house. That's it. Because Satan has put in her head that a house that is not looking like this, you have been humiliated. So he built humiliation in his mind in staying in such a house. Whereas some people are staying in a place, there is no light, there is no water, they are going to fetch water from it's all mud. There is even no television. And they are not aware. They are not even bothered. And they are happy. So all of us, these people, believe in Allah. Believe in the Prophet. Study who Allah is. Study who the Prophet is. Put your life according to his life. Believe me, you will not find any problem. Even high blood pressure, you wouldn't know about it. But the way people are going, this West, most of their leaders, when they leave, go and find out, are they enjoying their lives? You are here. You are able to breathe freely. Go about freely. You don't thank Allah. So, on Day of Judgment, they are going to have Azab Akbar Laukani Alamun. Much, the punishment, the humiliation that is much more than this. Punishment that is real, not just a thinking in the mind.
وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا غَيْرَ ذِي عِوَجٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ
وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا غَيْرَ ذِي عِوَجٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ Allah is saying, telling us now, therefore, from the beginning of the Quran, I have been talking to you. So people are worshipping idol. مَنَ عَبُدُهُمُ إِلَّا لِكَرِبُونَ إِلَّا لَيْ زُلْفَيْنِ Some of them are worshipping their mind. I have talked, appealing to your senses, appealing to your sight, appealing to your ears, appealing to your minds. I have brought several examples. Allah is now saying, وَلَكَدْ دَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَسَلٍ We have indeed put up parables, examples in this Quran from every kind of parable that you know. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ
so that they will be able to think and put their mind to think. Because when parables are brought forward to you, it makes you your mind to be able to get to what it couldn't get to. These parables, they come in this Quran, Quran and in this Quran, Arabian, that is of Arabic origin. Gayra the Iwajin, it has no distortion in it whatsoever. La Allahum yattakun, so that they will be able to attain piety. Kutiba alaykum usiyamu, kama kutiba alayzina min kablikum, la Allahum tattakun. Because this taqwa you are seeing is the foundation and root of everything. So Allah said He has put up several parables in the Quran. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Mathalu nurihi kamishkatin. Fiha misbahun. Allah will tell you light. He is the light on firmament. The light, the example of it is like this. The one that doesn't have, man lam yajid Allahu nuran, fama lahu min nur. Whoever has no light, this is what it is. Allah will give you several examples. He's going to continue the examples here. And he said, in all the examples he's given, Quran and Arabian. It's an Arabic Quran. Don't say you don't understand Arabic. Anybody who is in the school today should go and learn Arabic. Huh? Are you not studying English? Are you not using English? Who admitted you into this school without you passing English? It's one of the conditions. Maybe you bring your wife results, the person they will look at, mathematics, English. Mathematics, English. Mathematics, your level of thinking, your level of drawing analogy, your level of reasoning is in mathematics. English, your level of reading to understand is in English. The same thing in the Quran. You have to understand logics of the Quran. You have to understand the language of the Quran. And for God's sake, why are you learning this English? Why are you learning this mathematics? All because of your stomach. You don't want to feel hungry. Has Allah tested you with hunger before you started learning it? No. Nobody's hungry. You just believe that if you understand English, you'll be able to go to university, you'll be able to have a degree, you'll be better off. Tomorrow will be better for you. Don't you want the hereafter to be better for you? Then why can't you study Arabic? That's why I used to tell our students, particularly Timsan, I said, have a small class of Arabic. Even if it's one word you are learning, two words you are coming to learn anytime you come, learn those two words and go away. Until you understand Fatiha. And I challenge all of you here, everybody, before the end of this Ramadan, try to know the meaning of Fatiha, word for word. How many verses is it? 7. Take one verse each day. After 7 days, repeat it again. Before you spend 14 days, you have done it 2 times. Look at the several pages of books you are reading daily, just for you to pass. At least this Fatiha, when you say Alhamdu, know the meaning of Alhamdu. Allah, know the meaning of Allah. Ar-Rahman, what is Ar-Rahman? Ar-Rahim, what is Ar-Rahim? Malik, what is Maliku? Rabb, what is Rabb? Iyaka, what is the meaning of Iyaka? Nesta'in, what is Nesta'in? What is Ihdina? What is Surata? What is An'amta? What is Magdubi? What is Dalina? Fatiha is finished.
Allah.
If because you want your tomorrow to be good, you are learning all these things in the university, and it's not your language, it's not the language of your father, it's not the language of your mother, it's the language of one person from outside that brought this university here. Finish. You can be a successful businessman today without knowing anything of your English. Some of the richest men in Zaria here, they, if you give them this, they will turn it upside down, they can't read it. Then God sent somebody to you. Who cares about you? Doesn't want you to suffer. Azizun alayhi ma anittum. Harizun alaykum. He's following you. Very merciful on you. If you look at him, he's the most handsome person you can see. Very eloquent when he's talking to you. The book he brought to you is a very eloquent book. When you are reading it, it's sweet to hear. It's the sound itself is very good. Even if you don't understand the meaning. إذا السماء انشقت وأذن لربها وقت وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت وأذن لربها وقت. You see it flowing beautifully.
Allah.
Why wouldn't you take your time to learn the meaning? There is no distortion in the Quran. Yes, You may read some part of the Quran, you don't understand it. The Quran is talking to the whole of the creation. Because the person who sent it is Rabbul Alamina. Just as he's talking to you, he's talking to the inanimate, he's talking to the animal, he's talking to those that were there 1,000 years ago, he's talking to those that are going to come 1,000 years from now. So some languages, you may not understand it. That's why Allah sent the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The one that people cannot understand now, the Prophet will explain it. If they ask the question. Then after him, they will still find out Allah, they cannot understand it. Who are those to explain it? Why did the Prophet know the meaning? Because he's the closest to Allah. He knows what to lament when he says this. Allah said he sent down 8 livestock. Wanzala Hadida, he sent down the metal. What's the meaning by sending down? You don't understand. If you are close to the Prophet, just like he is close to Allah and he knows what Allah is saying, if you are also close to the Prophet, when you are hearing some things in the Quran, you know what it means. Not just the language. You have to know the language of the person himself. If you know the character of a person, then you know his language. No, we are expecting him at this time. Kai, he's not somebody who comes late. Since he has not come, he's not going to come. How did you know? Because you live with him. You want some distance from him. Kai, this man, Kai, go to him, he'll give you. Why? You know him. If you are very close to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will also know his language. So if they tell you something that he said, people don't know the meaning, you will say this is the meaning. That's why anzalna ilayka dhikra litubayyana lin-nasi ma nuzila ilayhim wa la'allahum yatafakkarun. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will explain to them what they don't understand. After you, those that are close to you will explain to them. That's why the Sahabat, we rely on them to explain the Quran to us. After the Sahabat, who are those close to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The ulama. They know his body language. They know his statements. They know what he meant. There are people that if you just stand like this and you say, the Prophet said this, they will say, the Prophet never said that. They don't need to go to any book because they are close to the Prophet. So this book, Ghayr as Iwajim. So you will hear some things in the Quran that you cannot fathom. People lived in the cave there for 300 years. If you like, add 9 if you are going to use a lunar calendar. How can you understand it? Kam labista, labistu miata amin. Labistu yaman abada yamin. Kala bal labista miata amin. Wanzu ila ta'amika wa sharabika lam yatasanna. Wanzu ila himerika wa lana jalaka ayatin min nasi. Wanzu ila al-izami kaypa nushiruha summa naksuha lahma. Fala matu bayanahu kala alamu anna Allah ala kulli shay'in kadir. This is a man. He is a sensible man, matured man. He came to a place. He came down from his donkey and just lie down to sleep. He woke up. Then they ask him, "Come, Lavista. How long have you stayed?" Say, "Lavista, your man. How about the evening? I know I slept very, very deeply. Maybe I've slept all the evening or just a bit, the whole day, maybe a bit of the day. But Lavista, be at Amen. You have slept here for 100 years. There is no distortion. How can you understand it? Look at your donkey. Look at your food and your water. Lam yatasanna, they have not aged. But look at your donkey that has aged. Only bone is remaining. Look at how we are going to clothe the bone with meat and it will become a donkey and you climb it again. And he did. Uzayu, he went back to his town. When he went, he met his son that was just given birth to at that time, who was small. The son recognized him, he did not recognize the son, because the son was now close to 100 years with all, over 100 years with all his face, you know, with gray hair all over his body. And he's still looking the way he was looking the day he left the town. Oh, Allah is telling you, huh? Atina gadana lakal labisna fi hadha safarina لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نسبا. Give us our food. In this journey we have met serious. فإني نسيت الهوتة وما أسيني إلا شيطان أذكره فاتخذ سبيلا في البحر. It is the fish they were eating for. Dried fish, smoked fish that they were eating. Did I not tell you something wonderful happened? That fish came out. It became life, entered a hole inside the rock and went in. It's Allah talking. You don't understand it. But it's not a distortion. وَكَعِينَ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. How many signs of ours, miracle of ours, that they are, that is in the firmament and on the earth, that they are passing by, they don't see. At the time the Quran was saying this, nobody knew that people are going to be in the sky, going through it. But at that time, the Quran is telling us that you shall be passing through some of my signs in the firmament, in the sky, and on the earth, and you turn your head away. Allah. Today you are in the plane. When you look outside in the sky, you are seeing some of the signs of Allah. So this is how these things are. Some signs are there to be discovered only with age of time on earth. Some only with age of the signs. Some with your understanding of your closeness to the Prophet. Some know with your understanding of the language Arabic. Some with your going to learn. So all of us, let us try to learn Arabic. This language is the language of the Quran. If for nothing, you are already learning somebody else's language, who is not your father, is not your mother, just because of your stomach, because of your hereafter, learn Arabic language. No matter how little you are able to learn. لَأَلَّهُمْ يَتَّكُونَ. All why? So that you can attain a piety. Because when you are reciting, when you are reading in front of Allah, you understand what you are reciting, it will make you to attain piety faster than just knowing that you are in front of Allah.
ضرب الله مثلا رجلا فيه شركاء متشاكسون ورجلا صنما لرجل هل يستويان مثلا الحمد لله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون.
ضرب الله مثلا رجلا فيه شركاء متشاكسون ورجلا سلما لرجل هل يستويان مثلا الحمد لله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون. Allah said, I told you in this Quran, I have brought out several parables, this one of it. ضرب الله مثلا. Allah is the one putting forth to you this parable, this example, this thing to it. Rajulan, a man. Fihi shuraka mutashakisuna. That on him are several people of interest, mutashakisuna, each of them quarreling or at variance with one another. Warajulan, and this is another man. Salaman lirajulin. That is only for one person in complete submission. Hal yastawiyani masala? This man that has several people on him, then these people are at variance with one another, and this one that is only for one person and is at peace with that one person, are they the same thing? And I said, if you don't know, let me tell you, alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. But aksarhum la ya'lamun. A lot of them, they don't understand this. Why is Allah calling this an example? This is a person. He is having three servants. Sorry, he's having three masters. Because he wishes to have money, plenty of money. How many work do you want to do? He said, three work. This one said, I'm paying you $1 million. He said, another one say he's paying $2 million. He said, another one say he's paying $3 million. He took all the work. He's in the same town. Early in the morning, he rushes to the office. As he's doing that work, the other one calls him. Please, where are you? I want you to come and go to Kaduna this morning. He rushes back to that one to go and start going to Kaduna. He's on the way to Kaduna. The other earlier one called him. Where are you? The moment I've given, have you answered it? He rushes, trying to rush. How is he going to make it? Shakasa is people that are various with each other quarreling. Rajulan, fi shuraka or shuraka, is people that are coming together, fighting over one thing, or associating over one thing. Allah said, Ana agna shuraka sharikain. If somebody is fighting over something, and that is says, well, you know, I give it to him, I don't fight for anything. Then there is this other person. He said, no, I will only follow one person. So here you have a man that a rope is on his neck. One man is holding it there. Another rope is on his neck. Another person is holding it there. Another rope is on his neck. Another one is holding it there. This one is pulling, come to this side. I want you to do this. This one is pulling, come to that side. I want you to do this. This one is pulling, come to this side. I want you to do this. What will happen to him? He will get choked and he will die. The other one, a rope is on his neck. One person is pulling it. If there's another person is in front of that one, if there's another person in front of that one, and he himself too, he agrees and he's just following them. If he's walking as fast as they are going, will he ever get choked? He may have some bruises at the back, that's all. But in the front, nothing, because he's following.
Allah.
That's what Allah is saying. Look at this Quran. Hasan al-Hadisi. Then you accept it. You accept, you have faith in Allah. You have faith in the Prophet. You have faith in all the messengers. You have faith in the angels. They are taking you in one direction. It's stated where you are going in the book. You agree. That's Islam. You submit peacefully and you are following it. Anybody that asks you to do something, if it's not what the book says, you don't follow. Because it's the book you are following. It's the Prophet you are following. How is it with somebody whose heart is telling him, just focus on your enjoyment? Satan is saying, I will give you enjoyment, but you have to come and worship this idol. Then the world is saying, look, there is a new car, go and get it. There is a new cloth, go and get it. There is a new phone, go and get it. There is a new this, go and get it. You want to satisfy the world. So that to you, that is when you are having dignity. To get that, you need money. To get the money, Satan says, you have to worship me.
Allah.
Then you still want to be happy in your mind. To get happiness in your mind, maybe you need this lady, you need that one. So these three, they are pulling you all at variance. How can you be the same thing with someone that submit perfectly to Allah, submit perfectly to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or to an ulama, he submits to the Quran. Nothing, just follow me. Had you asked Yani Masala? These examples, are they the same thing? But a lot of people don't know. So submit yourself to Allah. You will be at peace.
إنك ميت وإنهم ميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة عند ربكم تختصمون.
إنك ميت وإنهم ميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة عند ربكم تختصمون. Therefore, know this. O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, don't turn to anybody you have already. Turn to Allah. Man ahsana deenan mimman aslama wajhahu ila Allah wa huwa muhsinun wattaba millata Ibrahim hanifa wattakhadha Allah Ibrahim khalila. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let them not put any fear into you of over anything. You are on the correct path. They say you are abusing our idols. You are putting slave against a master. We are going to kill you. Or our idols will smite you. It will bring curse on you and you will see it. Huh? Have I ever told you that you're not going to die? In Nakame Yitu, you are going to die, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They that are saying this, let them live forever. Wallahi, wa innahum mayitun. Day to day are going to die. Thumma innakum yawmal qiyamati inda rabbikum takhtasimun. Then on that judgment, all of you are going to come quarreling and arguing with each other. Here, wherever you are, know that you are here for some times. Tabaraka allazi bi yadihi al-mulku wa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Huwa allazi khalaqa al-mauta wal hayata. Why? لِيَبْلُوَكُمُ أَيُّكُمُ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah created life and death just to test you. This death will be killed on the day of judgment. It's a creation. As long as you are in this world, focus your attention. وَمَنْ يُسْلِمُ جَاوِي لَلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُسْلِمٌ فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْوَرْشِدِ أُسْكَى. Whoever put, submit his face to Allah, this is the one that has hold the rope that will not. So today in this world, there are two things Allah asks us to do. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Finish. When you come to Salah, these are also the two things. The beginning of Salah is what? Allahu Akbar. The end of Salah is what? Assalamu alaikum. That is all. If you say La ilaha illallah, don't put anything above Allah. Worship Allah alone. Muhammadun Rasulullah. Don't approach Allah except with praiseworthy characters. Muhammad is praiseworthiness. That's the meaning of it. It's with it you approach Allah. Anything you are going to do, approach Allah with it. If you come to Salah, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Facing. When you finish your Salah, to your right, those that believe in Allah and are praying are Muslims, Assalamu Alaikum. Those that does not believe in Allah, Assalamu Alaikum. Make peace with the creations of Allah. Because everything is creation of Allah apart from Allah. Be at peace with them. If you're not at peace with them, then you have a problem. If you are a Muslim, you are worshiping Allah. You are standing up at night. You are fasting, but you abuse this one. You quarrel with this one. You cheat this one. You are in government. No, I want to get money so that I can come and serve Allah. Huh? Allah gani wa antum al-fuqara. Allah is rich, self-sustaining. You are the poor person. Allah did not beg you to go and steal for him. You steal money, so no, I want to do so, I can build mosque, I can do this, I can do this. Our Sheikh Abdul Zakir Tahir Mahiuddin, who was on this campus before, he used to say, he said, on day of judgment, those who that steal money from the coffers of government, when they come, the whole inhabitant of that country will be put in him to get the money he took from them. يوم يفر المرء من أهله وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شان يغنيه. You are asked to look after your children, you did not look after them. Look after your work, you didn't. Respect your brothers and sisters, you didn't. But you are praying, you are fasting. You go to Hajj several times. You read Quran several times. This one, you have plenty of reward. Prophet said, that's why on the day of judgment, somebody will come. When you see him coming, and the angels are bringing his work, it's hills of mountains. He has done a lot of work. Then when the work is there, before they await, somebody will come and say, he abused me. Immediately you see him coming, you don't want to see him because you know you have offended him. You are seeing the offense written on him. That day, the only money you can use in paying is your work. They will take out of your work and give him to go away. They continue to pay. They continue to pray from your work. This your brother, he did not give him his own. This one, he cheated him. This one, he slapped him. This one, until all your hills of work is gone into paying your debts. Then people will come. They are using their sins to replace your own, to dump on you because you couldn't pay. So they will take their debt and put it on you. By the time you finish, you are back with hills of debt and hills of bad work. The Prophet said, when you want to hear with Al-Muflis, the one that lost his capital and lost his profit, this is this person. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْكِيَامَةِ إِنَّا رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ. You'll be arguing with each other, quarreling with each other. My father, you came to this world, you are a Muslim, you never taught me Quran. If you had taught me, I would not be like this. My husband, you did not teach me this. You asked to teach me the religion the day that I was given to you in marriage. They said, my feeding, my clothing, my housing, my religion to teach me according to your knowledge, you did not teach me. So let us do what Allah asked us to do and leave Allah to do his own. Allah said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يأتيكم. إن الله هو الرزاق. I did ask you to go and look for food for me. Do what Allah asks you to do and wait to see if Allah will not do his own. Don't start rushing. I want this, I want that, I want that. You abandon your children, you abandon your wife, you abandon your home, you abandon your responsibility. When you see your brother, you don't respect them. Let us be nice as much as possible. You can't do everything, but as much as possible, be nice to the creations of Allah. Whether it is the tree, whether it is the stone, whether it is the firmament, whether it is the sun, whether it is the animal. A person, a lady, is always fasting, always standing up at night. Had a cat, he didn't care for the cat. He didn't bother about the cat. The cat had no food to eat, and the cat could not go out. She did not know. Prophet said, on the day of judgment, Allah is going to tell her to enter hell because of this cat. There is a prostitute who went out, coming back in the night. He saw a dog with the tongue outside, as if it's thirsty, looking for water. Then she took her boot from the leg, put inside the well, got water, and gave it to the dog. Allah said, I enter into paradise for this work. This is how Allah is. Care for the creations of Allah. Allahu Akbar, it is true. Stand. Don't put anything before Allah. When you finish, Allah has his creations. Walillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ardi wa ma baynahuma. Everything in the firmament is for Allah. Those on the earth is for Allah. In between it is for Allah. All human beings you have seen are for Allah.
Allah.
Care for them also. Say assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. If not, on day of judgment, you'll be arguing with all of these people.
فمن أظلم ممن كذب على الله وكذب بالصدق إذ جاء أليس في جهنم مثوى للكافرين
فمن أظلم ممن كذب على الله وكذب بالصدق إذ جاء أليس في جهنم مثوى للكافرين. Allah is now asking, Faman Azlama, who is more unjust and more oppressive than this one? Who? Man kazaba ala Allahi, who said lies against Allah. Wa kazaba bi sidki, and told lies and put to lie truth when it came to him. Is ja'ahu, when it came to him. Don't worry, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alaysa fi jahannama, is it that there is no place in hell, mathwan, as a resting place in hell, lil kafirin, for those that disbelieve? There is. Jahannama is there waiting for them. Jahannama yaslawnaha fabisal masir. Yaslawnaha fabisal mihad. So Allah is now asking the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't tell lies against Allah. Allah has not said this. He said Allah said it. ولا تقولوا بما تصف أسنانكم الكذبا هذا حلال وهذا حرام لتفتروا على الله كذبا. Don't tell lies against Allah. Don't just come and say this thing is haram. Who told you it's haram?
Allah.
Don't just come and say this thing is halal. Who told you it's halal? If you don't know what to say, you keep quiet. Al-Muslim man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. The one that submit to Allah is the one that the creatures of Allah are free, particularly Muslims are free, with regards to the actions of his tongue and actions of his hand. He tries his best not to hurt any person, even with his mouth. This mouth you see, Karim, Kasir, Khalilul Jarim, Kasirul Jarim, Khalilul Jarim, Kasirul Jarim. Is a small organ, but it attracts plenty of sins. With the mouth, people go to hell. Prophet said, nothing will take anybody into hell more than hasaidu al-fnatin, more than the harvest of their tongue. Prophet is going to die. Everyone is going to die. You'll be brought to question against what you have done to other creations. If it's Allah, he says he has forgiven you. What of what you did against the creations? They will take you to Allah for you to be questioned, to take back their rights. And don't tell lies against Allah. Allah says, "Faman azlamu," out of those that are unjust, no one is more unjust than do these two things. You tell lies against Allah. Allah says things are like this. You say, no, it is not like that. That's why let us be very careful. Don't hear, for example, people are saying, if you are to be in tariqa, you are doing this, you are doing this, Allah will please with you. You said you don't accept. What is your reason? Did Allah talk to you? Say it's bid'ah. Where did Allah tell you it's bid'ah? Where did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell you it's bid'ah? What has never been sidqi? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam believes, he tells the truth, he believes in the truth. He does not put people to lie. Is ja'ahu, when it came to him, this Quran, all of it is truth. Whatever you are going to say is wrong, find it from the Quran. Where did the Quran say that thing is wrong? Don't say somebody told me. You can't read. Because today, Muslims have been divided by enemies of Islam using Muslims. You see a Muslim brother, he wishes to be fasting every day. If you can't fast every day, leave him. Some will come and tell you, no, fasting the whole of Rajab is bid'ah. Where did the Quran say so? You say it's bid'ah. Who told you that? You will not be able to bring somebody except another person, human being. If you are that human being, you will bring another human being. At the end, it's not in the Quran, it's not in the Hadith. Then who are they talking to? You have told lies. Then people are telling you, be making istighfar in the morning, in the evening, making salati in the morning, in the evening. You say it is a lie, and the Quran also told you that. No, you know, we never saw the Prophet sitting down the way you are sitting down. Did you see the Prophet riding the car the way you are riding car? Even praying on carpet. Are you not praying on carpets? I tell of the Prophet, there is carpet, man. But he was praying on the ground. I tell of the Prophet, they were upstairs, but the mosque was with palm fronds. Do you have that faith today to have a mosque only with mud and palm fronds on it? If rain comes, it will beat people to see if anybody will come and pray in your mosque. والذي فمن أظلم ممن كذب على الله وكذب بالصدق إذ جاء أليس في جهنم مثوى للكافرين. In another place Allah is saying, فمن أظلم ممن منع مساجد الله أن يذكر فيها اسمه. This is enough for any intelligent person not to ever, even if you see somebody, whatever he's doing in the mosque, you never even talk, as long as the name of Allah is calling. Allah says, who is more unjust than this one that debars that the name of Allah should be mentioned in the house of Allah? No, they say it's bid'ah. This person told me. But look at what the Quran is saying. Do you listen to the Quran or listen to somebody else? So let us all be very careful. Before you say something from your mouth, check it. There are some servants of Allah that they will never talk from their mouth. If you ask them a question, they will look for an answer in the Quran. If they can't find a verse of the Quran to reply, they will not answer. If they invite you to their house to eat, all they will tell you is that kulu washrabu wala tusrifu. That's all. Let us be very careful. Let's not say things against Allah. Let's not deny what Allah has said.
Person, praise may Allah continue to preserve you for the benefit of humanity and Islam. So what is the essence of white garment used during Wazifa, and is it in line with Sunnah of the Holy Prophet?
White garment used in Wazifa is a sign of people of Tijaniyah. When they put it, you know that it's a Tijaniyah people. They are calling the name of Allah and you should not pass through their middle. It is not in Islam, it is not for to dignify whatever he is. Just like we now have plenty of carpets, we put carpet in the mosque. It was not the sunnah of the Prophet at that time. Why are we putting carpet in the mosque? To dignify the mosque. Nothing else. These are the kind of things I'm talking about. When you ask people and they tell you their reasons, accept it. If you don't accept it, be prepared to tell Allah who told you in their mind what you are saying is their reason.
Allah.
You met people, what did you meet them saying? They are saying either Allah must say Allah said Naman al-Fatih al-Maghrib. Or you met them saying Asafullah al-Lizim al-Lay Lay. Or you met them say La ilaha illallah. Isn't that what you met them saying? Any other thing? Huh? This thing they are saying doesn't bother you. What bothers you is the cloth. Why do you put carpet in your mosque? Why? Is it the sunnah of the Prophet to put carpet in the mosque? So all these things, things are simple, very simple. Today you want to go to Makkah. You don't trek. You don't use horses. You don't use camel. You are using a plane. If you ask a person why in the tariqah, why are they putting quiet, they will tell you simply, this thing is put so that people don't cross, but it has become a sign that these are Tijaniyas. Simply, accept it like that. If you don't accept it, wallahi, Allah will ask you in the judgment. Why are you telling lies against them? Have you become Allah that you can say that this is what's in their mind, what they are saying is a lie? And what somebody is saying, la ilaha illallah, is Allah is calling for. This is not more than any other thing that you see there. If you were to see Allah, you wouldn't have seen all these things.
The same person wants to know how to perform both ritual bath and the normal bath with soap.
If you are having a shower in your house and it's coming, use your soap to bath. It does not affect your ritual bathing. Nothing. When you are the ritual bath that you are doing, all that is required is that the water you are using must be clean water that has no taste, extra color. That is it. So, because, for example, if you went to sleep and you perfume your body, then you wake up with janaba. If you are going to bath, is there no perfume in your body? Is there none? There is. If you know you can use soap and the water you are bathing with, the soap will never enter it until you finish. You bath your janaba. Wash your head. Start from the head. Wash your head. Wash your right hand side. Wash your left hand side. Wash your body. Wash your right hand legs, wash your left hand leg. But before you start, wash the dirt on your body. If you like, make ablution. If you didn't make ablution, at the end of it, make ablution. In all, the water you use must not have soap inside it, must not have color inside it. That is the condition. You want to use soap, that's it. That's a different issue. It has nothing to do with this. As long as the water itself is not colored, is not having the smell of soap inside it. Finish. May Allah forgive all of us.
Amen.
May Allah grant us faith.
Amen.
May Allah make us a faithful servant of Allah.
Amen.
May Allah make our tongues to be always in zikr, not in deriding others.
Amen.
May Allah make us to be dignifying Muslims, to dignifying ourselves.
Amen.
May Allah make us to be those that submit completely to Allah.
Amen.
And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah forgive our sins.
Amen.
May Allah accept our Ramadan.
Amen.
May Allah forgive our parents.
Amen.
May Allah reward our ulama.
Amen.
May He reward the sahabas for us.
Amen.
May He reward all those that have assisted in bringing Islam to us.
Amen.
May Allah tabaraka ta'ala give succor to those that are in distress.
Amen.
May He give help to those that are sick.
Amen.
May Allah, what we are going to eat, what we are going to dress, the dress we are going to have, the houses we are going to live in, what we are going to write, may Allah provide it for us.
Amen.
May Allah protect our dignity for us.
Amen.
May Allah tabaraka ta'ala strengthen Islam and strengthen Muslims.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen Islam and strengthen Islam.
Amen.
Muslims. Those intending Islam with evil, may Allah perish them.
Amen.
Those intending Islam with evil, may Allah perish them.
Amen.
Those that are bringing confusion in among Muslims in Islam, may Allah weaken them for us.
Amen.
May Allah tabaraka ta'ala reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us. May Allah grant us the Quran, grant us the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May we leave this world saying La ilaha illa Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin Arrahmanir Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in ihdinas siratal mustaqim siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim ghayril maghdubi 'alaihim waladdallin. Amin. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-fatih lima qulta wal khatim lima sabaqa nasal haqqul haqq wal hadi ila siratikal mustaqim wa 'ala alihi haqqa qadrihi min daril 'azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.